Today's Mishnayos are Masechtas Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet. Today's Mishnayos are being learned the Ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Arya Tzvi, Rabbi Chana Chendel, the Kozhek Lava Goyen, Hashem Yom Kom Dami. So we're continuing to discuss the Halachos of Shikcha. Says the Mishnah, Rosh Eshurois, if somebody left over or forgot to collect one of the bundles, but the bundle is at the head of the row. It's not considered shikcha, and the reason is because the bundle that's next to the bundle that was forgotten is proof that it's not really forgotten, that he's going to come back to it. Mishnah is going to explain. Another halacha. What happens if somebody was gathering all the bundles in his field and he picked up one of the bundles to take with him Eloir to the city? And then he forgot it. Meaning he forgot the bundle in the field, but he didn't completely forget it. First he picked it up. He was machzik in it. He was going to take it with him. And then he put it down. And then he forgot. Moedim, everybody agrees, she'enu shikcha, that it's not going to be considered shikcha. So the Mishnah said two things. The first thing the Mishnah said was that if somebody forgets a bundle, but it's Rosh Eshurois, it's at the head of a row, it's not considered shikcha. The second halacha that the Mishnah said was that if somebody picks up a bundle, then forgets it, meaning he puts it back down, doesn't remember to bring it with him to the city, that too is not going to be considered shikcha. That's Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet is going to pick up where Mishnah Gimel left off. Specifically, it's going to explain the first halacha of Mishnah Gimel. So the first halacha, the ratio of Mishnah Gimel was Rosh Eshurois HaOmer SheKinegdoi Moichiach. What exactly does that mean? That's the topic of Mishnah Dalet. But just to introduce Mishnah Dalet, we have to be a little bit familiar with this Metzias. So again, we're not farmers. We don't live in the same world that the people that lived in the times of the Mishnah did, and as a result, it's sometimes challenging just to visualize exactly what's going on. But the Metzias, as it relates to our Mishnah, goes something like this. Farmer, he has a field, and he has crops that are growing. The crops grow in rows. If you've ever seen a field, there's rows and rows and rows of crops. So let's picture 10 rows of crops, whatever the crop exactly might be, and it's 10 going vertically and going horizontally. So there's 10 rows, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, going south, north, and then there's 10 that are going east and west. The farmer, when he would gather his tefuah, he would always take a row at a time. So let's picture a farmer that's going east to west. So he's going from east to west, or from north to south, and he's picking up every single bundle that he sees. He picks up number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven, number eight, number nine, and then he leaves number 10. Is that shikcha? So you would say, yeah, because he always does a row at a time, and he didn't finish the row. So at this point, he forgot it. To go back, that's the law in the Torah that says, you're not allowed to. You have to leave it over for the aniyim. So you would think, based on that, it should be shikcha. But the truth is, it's not muchach that it's shikcha. Why? Because number 10 that he left over is also attached to another row, a row that's going horizontally in the other direction. So it could be he's going to end up picking it up when he goes and collects and gathers from a row. Which row? The row that's going in the opposite direction. So if he leaves over something in the middle of the row, that's for sure going to be considered shikcha. But if he leaves over Rosh Eshurois, if he leaves over something at the edge, being that it's possible that he's going to pick it up because he's going to collect the entire row going in the other direction, and that's going to be part of that row, that would be a reason for it not to be shikcha. Clearly, a picture is worth a thousand words as it relates to understanding this, but that's basically the concept. So the Mishnah is going to make the point. Interestingly, the Mishnah is going to make the point really in the second part of the Mishnah, not the first part of the Mishnah. But the whole Mishnah is really discussing the same general idea. It's me'inyin le'inyin ba'oseinyin. Sezok the Mishnah, ve'elohin Rosh Eshurois. The following is an example of Rosh Eshurois, which the previous Mishnah said, if somebody leaves over a bundle at the head of a shura, it's not considered shikcha. And again, the Mishnah is not going to dive into Rosh Eshurois, but it's going to mention something similar first. Shnayim she'eschilu me'emtza ha'shura. What happens if there were two people that together are gathering all the tefuah in a row of crops. That's not one person that's doing it, but there are two people that are doing it. Zepon of Litzafin. One person is facing towards Safin. Zepon of Lidarim, and the other person is facing Darim. Meaning one person is going south, north, and the other person is going north, south. V'shakhu lefneim v'lachreim, and they forgot bundles. They forgot bundles lefneim, in front of them, v'lachreim, and behind them. So the Mishnah says like this, eshel lefneim, the bundles that they forgot in front of them, shikha is going to be shikha. V'eshel lachreim, the bundles they forgot that were behind them, ene shikha, is not going to be shikha. What is the bundles in front of them mean? So you're going south to north. Let's assume our case before, there were 10 bundles. So you're doing the top five, the other person's doing the bottom five. So you did 5, 6, forgot 7. And then you did 8 and 9. Okay? That's shikha. That's called shalifneim. You forgot one of them that was in front of you. You skipped over it. Shikha. The other person is doing in the other direction. He forgot something that was in front of him. Again, that's going to be considered shikha. Lachareim is not shikha. What does lachareim mean? So the case of lachareim is where, again, two people are going to be gathering the road together. One person is going towards the tzafin. The other person is going through the darim. Now, really, in a perfect world, they would split it. One would do 1 through 5. The other one would do 6 through 10. But what happened was they had a little bit of a shayla. They weren't sure. They didn't communicate. But they had a little bit of a shayla where the starting point should be. And in this case, no one did, let's call it number 5. Everyone thought the other one was going to do number 5. So one person did 1, 2, 3, 4. He said, I'm not doing 5. The other guy's doing 5. The other person did 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He didn't do 5 because he said the other guy's going to do 5. So no one ended up doing 5. That's the shel acharein. It's the one behind them, meaning it's the one behind the one that they started from. In a shikha, it's not called shikha. Shikha is when I pass over something. But over here, nobody passed over it. Everyone just assumed the other person was going to do it. So it's not like I was in the middle of collecting and I forgot it. I had some mental lapse. No, that's not what happened. I thought you were doing it. You thought I was doing it. And as a result, this was just one big oops. But that's not called shikha. Shikha is when you physically forget something. Over here, nobody physically forgot anything. And that's why it's not going to be a shikha. Okay, now we're going to continue with a similar case, but now we're going to be mefarish what the previous Mishnah said. Yochid sheyischol mireish ashura. What happens if a yochid, not two people, one person is gathering all the tefuah by himself, and he began from the beginning of the row. V'shachach lefanav u'la'achrach. And he too, he forgot lefanav, and he forgot la'achrach. So what's the halacha? Shalefanav, what he forgot in front of him, eino shikha, is not going to be shikha. V'shalachrach, what he forgot behind him, shikha is going to be shikha. Nipnei, and the reason is, shubabaltashuv, because there's an issue that says that if you forget something, now let it go back and get it. So again, we're discussing now not two people, but one person. He too forgot shalefanav, and he forgot la'acharav. Over here, the lefanav is not shikha, and the la'acharav is shikha, which is the opposite of the resha of the Mishnah. In the resha of the Mishnah, the lefanav was shikha, and the la'acharav was not shikha. Over here, the lefanav is going to be considered not shikha, and the la'achrov is going to be considered shikha. And the reason it's different is because it's a different case, but also because lefanav and la'achrov in the second part of the Mishnah means something different than it meant in the first part of the Mishnah. In this case, lefanav means the last bundle on the row. So the person is going and he's gathering, and he left over the last bundle on the row. If you leave over the last bundle on the row, that bundle's not going to be shikha. Why not? It's like we spoke out in the Akdama to the Mishnah. That's the Rosh Hashurah. Because that, you can always gather when you collect the row going in the other direction. It's the La'acharav that is going to be considered shikha. The reason is because that's something that you skipped over. And if that's something that you skipped over, that's the Isser of returning and going back. And that's what you're not allowed to do. And the Mishnah says that really the Seifa of the Mishnah is telling us a very important point. And the Reisha also. Zeh klal. Here's the rule. Koshu bebal tashuv shikha. Anytime you do your work in the field and you skip something, and in order for you to go back and take it, you would have to return. You would have to go backwards. That's called shikha. That's not something you're allowed to do. V'she'ena bebal tashuv. But if it's possible for you to go back and collect that without quote-unquote returning, that's not going to be considered shikha. So if a person is gathering and he skips over something, the only way you're going to get it is if you return, bal tashuv, now I'll go back, and therefore I'm not going to be allowed to collect it. But let's say I didn't collect something, but I can collect it without quote-unquote going back. So for example, I left over the Rosh Hashurah. I left over the thing that's at the head of the row. So I can collect it when? Because I can always collect the entire row, that's the normal way of collecting, going in the other direction. So it's not baltashuv. I'm not returning. I'm not going back to do something I didn't do. It's like I left it there lekatchila so that when I collect the row in the other direction, that's when I'm going to end up getting it. Or that thing that was in the middle between those two people. One person was going to the tzaf and one person was going to the darm. It's not pshat that I passed over it and now I have to go back. In any one of those cases, there's not going to be shikla. So these two mishnayos, Gimel and Dalet, really complement each other. The first mishnah makes the point. The second mishnah explains it. A picture is very valuable in terms of understanding two mishnayos as a very, very often is. But in terms of the aside, the Mishnah actually ends with the rule. Zeh haklal. Kol shehu bebal tashuv shikha, v'she'ena bebal tashuv, eno shikha.